You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey,
that booty. Show me the
hey,
booty.
Mick, give me the booty. Do you know how, like, sometimes the stupid news is so stupid?
Yeah.
I do.
Who?
I do.
You know, good old Mick.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Shut up, Lena.
Okay.
Item number one.
Yeah.
Oof. A woman has been left in a medical nightmare. Medical nightmare after undergoing too much plastic surgery and has resulted in having to have both of her buttocks amputated.
Oh,
not,
man.
Not the butt.
The butt. The butt.
Oh.
She gone. You get a lot of butt. No.
Oh, man.
No? A 40-year-old woman from Mexico who is actually, apparently, she's some sort of stand-up comedian there.
Ooh.
Somebody I don't know.
Well, you know what? New material.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, she always dreamed of having the perfect body, but she said she was on a plane flying to Canada, and she could feel, she literally could feel her butt cheeks becoming rock hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh.
She said, I thought something was wrong. She said, it started to hurt. I went to the bathroom. I felt my backside. It was really, really hard. I thought, what's going on? It was later discovered by medical professionals that some kind of polymers had been injected into her butt.
Ooh.
During a cosmetic procedure. They had leaked out, infected all the tissue around it. She ended up with something called Asia syndrome. Autoimmune inflammatory syndrome. Wow. Induced by adjuvants. A rare medical condition. Long story short, it's got to go.
Oh, man.
Because you got to stop this now before it gets to the rest of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can see her up there in Canada on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time I come here. I lost my ass getting here.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
I busted.
Yeah.
Busted my ass.
Yeah. Buttocks amputated.
That doesn't sound fun.
Boy.
No.
That sounds
actually
amputated
is a bad word to begin with.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's never a positive sounding word.
Yeah, buttocks removed.
You know, there's a balance that we've got going on as women.
Boobs to buns?
Yeah. And it kind of equals it out. And then all of a sudden one's gone and you're like, whoop.
Whoa.
You're like one of those
floater
weebles,
floater.
You know,
yeah.
Going bouncing.
Yeah, weeble and you wobble, yeah. But you don't fall down.
Yeah. That is. God, two beers in this show. It's just that's item one.
Item number two.
Right.
New York City.
Yeah.
A man got enraged at a Dunkin' because he wanted 6 pumpkin donuts, and they only had 5.
Okay.
I'm surprised they had any in April.
Pumpkin donuts. Well, this happened a while ago.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why we're hearing it now. But so, Antonio flew off the handle when they told him that they only had 5 to sell him, and he said, "You're gonna effing make them."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
No. That's not how it happens. But there was nothing that they could do. So he left at one point and then came back with a gun that was loaded.
A loaded gun over a pumpkin donut.
The problem here is that he's facing up to 7 years in prison because he's a convicted felon. And he's not supposed to
have
a gun.
A gun. No.
No.
You don't say. The guy who brought a gun because they didn't have the donut he wanted has committed other crimes.
And where was this?
New York City? Shocker.
You guys
shocker.
A convicted guy with a gun in New York City.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
He's already served time twice before and once for attempted murder.
You know what you can't get into Slammer? A pumpkin donut.
Yeah.
Unless it's something else.
Yeah. Yeah, it may be a maneuver known as the pumpkin donut. You know, you look like you need. You need a pumpkin donut.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
There's so many jokes.
Puts the Jack and Jack-O-Lantern.
Yeah.
Boo. Puts the icing on the donut.
Nice. Don't ice the donut. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The reason we're hearing about it now is because he pled guilty. That's item number two.
Gotta make the donuts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're right on the line right now.
We really are.
Let's go to item three.
Boston in the other room chewing his nails.
Wow. All right, so today is Sean's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you, everybody.
And then we realized that we hadn't really celebrated Rena's or Michael's birthday, so Rod went out and got them a beautiful cake.
You're damn right I did.
Yeah.
A beautiful cake. Well, this is the story about a similar sentiment that didn't work out quite the same.
Uh-oh.
A woman in Illinois ordered what she thought was a simple birthday cake. White frosting with black cursive lettering, which reads Aries Baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're an Aries baby.
Yeah, Sean's an Aries baby.
That's me.
Yeah. She even provided a photograph of something similar for the decorators to follow.
Okay.
But apparently Walmart's cake decorator misunderstood her written instructions. She'd asked for the words Aries Baby to written on the top and continued to describe what she was looking for. Small cursive in the middle of the cake. So Aries Baby and then small and cursive in the middle.
Yeah, you're getting too
I already know where this is going.
So what they wrote was Aries Baby, small cursive, middle of cake. That's the actual cake.
What?
They wrote her instructions in icing on the cake.
If it's on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read it.
Aries Baby, small cursive, middle of cake in parentheses. That's how they iced it.
Is that written in print?
Yeah.
So it's not even in cursive. I love it.
Oh, my. You're right. Yeah, not even.
Hey.
This person cannot follow directions at all.
I mean, whatever was inside that block, that's what they did.
That's fabulous. Fabulous.
How did you not realize that?
Wow.
I got to be honest, though. While it's not what you wanted, that's such a novel mistake.
Yes.
I would get a kick out of that.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes.
Years ago, when my wife was pregnant for our son, our firstborn, the girls at work gave her a baby shower.
Okay.
And when they brought in the cake, it had a black baby in the middle of it because the woman who ordered the cake was black, and they just assumed. Which made it, to your point,
hilarious.
So much more enjoyable.
Yes.
So much more fun.
Yes.
It's just silly fun. It's no big deal.
Underneath the baby, it says, you need to talk to Rick.
You better talk to him now.
Now.
Yeah, it says Bob in the garage.
Yeah.
Those three stories are true.
It's stupid.
That's why it is.
Stupid news.